And the Eagle has landed. We are joined right now by a tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He is entering his fourth season with Buffalo. He has two career receptions. He has two career touchdowns. He was a first-team all-conference player at Temple. He was the 63rd pick overall in 2017. He is Deion Dawkins. Deion, how are you and everybody around you doing in the middle of this really unusual time? Let me start right there. Deion, how are things?
Well, first of all, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
So far, so good. We've been making everything work. We're down here in Florida, and we've just been trying to stay as safe as possible.
Good to hear it. All right, so we got a few things to get caught up on. You did a virtual visit to the Children's Hospital recently. How did the idea come to be, and then what was that experience like?
You know, just thoughts are always up in the air of what we can do and what can we do at a time and like this to impact others. So that was just one of the first things that had came up. And we just thought, you know, since we can't go and visit, because if we were in Buffalo now, we would have definitely been through the hospital seeing kids and all of that stuff. So, you know, what's next? What and can we do? You know, in 2020, everything is all over the internet, over FaceTime, over this like that. So, you know, it just struck like, wow, it might be super easy to just get on a call, a FaceTime call, and it just make some smiles and change a couple in people's days.
We're talking to Deion Dawkins. Listen, people in Buffalo are not surprised to hear this. They know you. They love you because of what you do on the field and what you do off the field. But if you and I were to go back a little bit, growing up and playing high school ball at Rahway High School, what were you like as a kid and as a player?
So the kid that I was still similar. Like, Karen Hart, I was always for the people, you know. And I didn't even like realize that I was that like type of person, but it was just some of the things that I did. Like for instance, one of my teachers was sick, but this was when I was in middle school, and she wasn't sick. She was having a baby, so she was out on leave, and we didn't see her for a long time. And I know every day she would bring in like little like cereal bags for us, because my favorite snack was like just cereal, so like Fruit Loops and stuff like that. So I know I had bought a box of Fruit Loops and brought it to her house, and just and was like, well, I hope that you're like okay, and just dropped it off for her. And you know, I recently spoke to her, and she said that was like an impactful moment in a life that I didn't even know that I did what was so big like at that moment. But playing ball in Rahway, it was different. Like our like high school field, it was always muddy, always swampy, and it was definitely hard to get in and out or get on and off of the in line of scrimmage.
Deion Dawkins, my guest. I want to reiterate the story you just told, because she raves about that. That teacher tells a story of how she used to say that every day that starts with Fruit Loops is a good day, and then they suffer that tragedy, and then she's going through a really dark time, and you brought her a box of Fruit Loops, and it's a moment that she does cherishes. She says that had a major impact on her. So, Deion, like the snowman and snow as a word, when did that come into existence? And for those who do not know, what does it mean and what's it represent?
Well, snow came into existence, full existence, when I was in prep school. So as soon as high school – no, actually, I was saying it during, like, high school. But when it was over is when it really, like, took off for, like, where I said, but, you know, this is me. But a small story on snow is growing up in North Jersey, like, we go through all, like, four seasons. So when – it's cold outside, like when it's the winter, I always hope for a snow day, which what I would call a snow day, because that's my shmoney. Like that's where like I would make my money, because I wake up early, I would go and shovel walkways and get cars out for people that still like have to go to work, even though school was canceled. And I would just go out there and hit houses and knock on doors and ask them if they wanted their cars started to warm it up and to, you know, get their walkway shoveled and before they took off for work. So it was basically my bread and butter, and it's been my bread and butter ever since. So, you know, I just keep the snow falling.
I love it. And keep chasing the shmoney. Man, shmoney is hard to make, Deion. You know this. Deion Dawkins joining us. It is. You know, every member I have from the Bills comes on and talks about the city of Buffalo, but it's more about the people and specifically about the Bills Mafia. How would you describe your relationship with the Bills Mafia?
Well, they are family, you know, and I treat them such as the Bills Mafia embraced me as soon as my name came across that screen, even going through the draft process. Like, it has been just a huge family experience, because coming from, you know, Temple, which isn't like, it's not like the Alabamas or the LSUs of the football world. So I really never had that excitement, like, just from playing and being a athlete. So once I felt it, I was like, but you know what? I respect these people. They live their life really for football, and they love it so much that they show us so much and respect. So if the least and that they want is for me to acknowledge them or just to, you know, message them back, shoot, I would do it every day, you know, and just to keep them smiling, and just for them to understand that, look, we are just as normal as you guys, and if we're going to win like how we say and we are, and we're going to need this entire family and this entire area of upstate Western New York to, you know, circle the wagons with us.
Buffalo Bill Deion Dawkins, my guest. So before you go, you arrive in 2017 and you start very quickly, but then in 2018, some key pieces left the line. You may not have had the season you wanted. And then after that season was over, Sean McDermott said this of you, quote, "I thought as a whole, he was too inconsistent, starting with penalties. This will be an important offseason for Deion," end quote. What was your reaction when you heard that from the coach? And then how did you attack that offseason?
And you're talking about for my sophomore year, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I, like, and realized that this league, you have to be at your best. And when he said that to the media, and then when he said that to me personally, it was just like, but you know what? It's exactly what I needed to hear. So I came back down to Florida, and I just hit the ground rolling, and then I came back. I actually won, like, this little award that, like, they can go through, and it was most consistent. So it was something that I had on my mind every day and working out, so I could, you know, be the opposite of what I was my sophomore year, which hopefully it has showed in junior year.
It clearly did, because you were nominated to be a captain before the start of the season. So obviously everybody took note. Before you go, I have to ask you this too. In week one last year, the team had that huge comeback win over the Jets, and you dropped an amazing quote in the post game. Just stay with me on this, Deion. Quote, "If you think about it, it's like a train. You've got to oil that train up and then start that engine. If it's a diesel truck, you've got to start off slow, and then that thing opens up, and then you're gone. That's exactly what happened. You just keep churning. If you're making mac and cheese, you stir the mac and cheese up. You stir the mac and cheese up, and eventually the mac and cheese is going to be nice, wet, and juicy." You know what I'm saying? End quote. It's an amazing quote. I got to ask, did you have that one locked and loaded? Was that prepared, or did you just come up with that in the moment?
So, moment. It's definitely in the moment, and it's very weird how, and my brain, you know, connects different things, but, you know, and for some people, that they actually said that it was off left, but it made a lot of sense.
Made a ton of sense. Exactly. You're right. It's what your brain connected, those two things in that moment. So the team has been to the playoffs in two of the last three seasons. In your mind, what's it going to take for you guys to take that next step?
Consistency, and for everybody to trust in themselves and trust what they are supposed to be doing. You know, all we have to do is do our 111th the best way, and the rest will fall into place because, you know, Josh Allen is our quarterback, and we're going to roll in with that guy, and we're going to keep, you know, the army going right behind Sean and McDermott, and we're going to keep this thing turning, and we're just going to attack it every day and just win your 111th and just keep this thing going.
He is an offensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills, entering his fourth season with the team. Two career receptions, two career TDs, and now a jungle debut under his belt. Deion, I appreciate you. Great to have you on the show, and thanks for getting us started. Well done.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. Anytime.
You too. Deion, take care. Let's do it again soon. Deion Dawkins, Bills Mafia. It's been way too long since we connected.